Did anybody fall this past week? Trip and fall? Because I want to talk about falling. And please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 21. There is a word that is used several times in the book of Revelation, he that overcometh. Some writers feel that he's addressing people that have fallen. Now they're getting back up. When I was younger, I wasn't really too concerned about falling, but I was absent a lot of common sense. I was a kid that if a dare was thrown my way, I didn't have enough brains to turn down the dare. I remember there was a pile of wood in our backyard, and we had a clothesline, a pole. Back in the days when you didn't have a dryer and you hung your clothes out, well, there was a clothesline, a nice mellow one, a T crossed, and there was a wood pile. I got on that wood pile, and this little temptation came to me and said, "You think you can jump off this wood pile and in the air grab that pole and swing like a monkey?" And I thought, well, you better not. But I couldn't resist the dare. And I jumped, and the last thing I remember is looking up at the sky, and then next thing I know is my mother is trying to wake me up from being knocked out. Rushed me to the doctor, knocked myself out. It's no fun to fall down. I got a little older and I used to take walks up in the hills, what we called the oil fields. And there was a ladder on one of these. I don't know why this ladder went up. It seemed like 100 feet in the air. And this dare came to me again and said, "Bet you can't climb that ladder." And I took the dare up, and I climbed that thing. But when I got to the top, I got scared like a cat up in a tree. It's too afraid to come down. And I waited there probably 2 hours, scared, hoping somebody, but I thought nobody knew where to find me. And it finally, I got enough courage to come down. I said, "I'll never do that again." Years later, I'm pastoring in White Salmon, and we went up this creek. And in Washington, there's thousands of creeks and streams. We climbed, but when we decided to come back, it had rained. And the ground, the rock, was all slippery. And you couldn't come back the way you came up because of the rocks. And if you slipped in, about every 30 feet was a waterfall where it'd take you over, and you couldn't afford to go in the water. So we had to try another route back. And so we climbed the hill. And I remember I got up this trail, and I couldn't come back out the way we came up, and I got stuck up on the side of this cliff. And I must have stayed there an hour till I finally got enough nerve to take a few steps to get down. Falling. We don't like to fall. When we get older, we get more conscious about falling. My mother, I'm continually saying, "Oh, Lord, keep her upright. Don't let her fall." She's 90 years old. "Hi, Mom, I love you." She listened to every sermon. And you concern about the elderly falling. Let's take a look at some scriptures that are quite encouraging. Revelation chapter 21, I want you to notice how many times this word overcome is put out there. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and he and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. And now verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. That's quite a bit. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. If you go back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, there's some amazing promises for the overcomer. Revelation 2:26 says, And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. I'm not so sure I understand all these promises, but they're wonderful promises nonetheless. Revelation 3:5, He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name. Can you imagine God confessing your name? Or Jesus before the Father and before his angels. Revelation 3:12, Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation 3:21, To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. And then what we start off with, Revelation 21:7, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's quite a list. Quite a list of a reward. A new name, power over the nations, clothed in white. We're going to hear Jesus confess my name to the Father. He's going to make me a pillar. I'm going to get to sit with Jesus in his throne. I'm going to inherit all things. Wow. I'm going to be a son. I used to, years ago when I started the ministry, maybe the first 10, I was always praying, Oh God, give me a wonderful sermon. My prayer for the last 10, 20 years has rather been, Lord, just make me a blessing. Let me just bless your people. I don't look for the real deep sermon. I don't know if I ever had one anyway. It's amazing to think what God has for this group that overcome. Amazing promises to eat of the tree of life. That's a select group. To some, a promise to eat the hidden manna. A new name in this group, power over the nations. They shall be clothed in white raiment. Going to make you a pillar. I honestly don't know the true meaning of every one of these things. I shall write upon them the name of God. Wonderful promises. When I was a kid, there were some Christmases I knew what was in the presents because I snuck out and looked in the trunk of the car before Mom had a chance to bring them into the house and wrap them. So I knew what was in some of those presents, but there were some presents underneath the Christmas tree. I didn't know what they were. And boy, those are the ones that really had me excited and interested. And you know, heaven's that way. There's some things about heaven we read we can get an idea. But then you read in the book of Corinthians, and it says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them." So that side says, there's some things in heaven you haven't even thought about that's going to be there. And what's in those packages, it really excites me. To overcome, these overcomers, it's interesting, some writers means you won. Some say it meant that whoever they were, they have fallen behind. And they overcame, they caught up. To some, it means you were underneath, you weren't winning. But you overcame and now you're winning and you're on top. You were losing, but now you're winning. You were behind in the race, but now you're back in the race and you caught up. You overcome the enemy. You were behind, but you caught up. That's what the word means, to overcome. And these promises, you can count them. There are quite a few promised to the one that overcomes. And the meaning is, without reading too much into it, but is right there, is God entices you to catch up. You can catch up. If you're behind, you can catch up. You could be an overcomer. In order to be an overcomer, you have to qualify to be an undercomer. And now something happened, and now you're an overcomer. Now, it doesn't say what caused you to get behind. It doesn't say what caused you to get to where you were in the losing department. But rather than you getting bitter and dropping out, you overcame. And you're back in the race again. Verse 7 of 21, Revelation, says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things." That's quite a bit. To overcome means you were underneath and you were behind, but he offers you a reward. And God is saying, if you're behind, you can catch up. There's an incentive there. You can get on top. You could be a winner. But the reason you will be a winner and you can catch up is because in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said something. He said, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." When did Jesus ever lose? To have to be a winner? But in that sense, no. Did Jesus ever get behind? No. But he did have opposition. Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." How did Jesus overcome? When you look at the things that he overcame, and it's because he overcame, these people that had talked about overcame, they overcame. And because he overcame, we can overcome. Jesus overcame. He said, "I've overcome the world." He overcame opposition. We know when his ministry first started, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He overcame. In John chapter 6, when his popularity was soaring, but when he laid down the gospel in a way that didn't appeal to the flesh, it said many forsook him. But Jesus didn't get bitter and give up. He overcame. The Bible says Jesus was rejected of men. He was despised, but he overcame. At his birth, when babies were being killed, he overcame. He escaped the sword of Herod. At his birth, when science says it's impossible for your mother to have a baby, he overcame. He wasn't born because of a natural way of his father. He overcame at his birth when the Holy Ghost came upon the womb of Mary. He overcame throughout his whole life because everything was against him. He overcame a literal storm when he was in the back of the boat asleep, and his disciples awoke him and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" If you ever doubt God's love, it's likely in times of storm. If you ever question his commitment to you, it can often be in a storm. Are you going through a storm? They came and said, "Master, carest thou not that we, don't you love us?" And we know that Jesus stood and said, "Peace, be still." And they were amazed. They said, "What manner of man is this? He overcame the storm." When the Pharisees tried to catch him and always put him in a bad light, Jesus overcame the Pharisees. In fact, it said concerning Jesus, "No man ever spake as this man. He speaks of one of authority. He overcame." He overcame the embarrassment that was about to take place at a wedding because they had no wine. But Jesus overcame the soon coming embarrassment by turning the water into wine. You're going to like this one. He overcame the IRS. When they felt he needed to pay taxes, he told Peter to catch a fish, and in it would be a coin to pay it. Although it wasn't the IRS, it's still taxes. He overcame. He overcame the hunger in the wilderness. 5,000 people, really 20,000, rather than send them away hungry, he overcame. And he multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed the multitude. When the disciples could not cast out the devil out of the man, they brought him to Jesus and he overcame. He did. He overcame the accusations that were brought against him, because that one accusation said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother Lazarus would not have died." He overcame that accusation that what they said is often said by many others, that, "Lord, if you'd have done this, if you'd have been on time, my brother wouldn't have died." And sometimes we're apt to think, "God, your time schedule is not right. You should be delivered when I say deliverance comes. You should be doing it when I think." But his timetable is not our timetable, but he still overcomes. When they said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother Lazarus wouldn't have died." And in other words, you procrastinated. You didn't get here. You weren't on time. And Jesus said, I'm always on time. I am time. I'm the resurrection and the life. I feel time. He plays with time as though it was a tiny bubble. He put eternity in our hearts. God's always on time. He transcends time. And he raised him from the dead. He overcame. Jesus overcame in the garden when he couldn't quite get his prayer right, when he was struggling to surrender, but he overcame. It cost him great drops of blood and strong crying, but he overcame. He overcame the temptation when he was on the cross to, "If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross." He overcame. He said, "Into thy hands commit my spirit." He overcame in the tomb when he was thrown into the tomb, and the soldiers, because of a rumor that the disciples would steal his body, and the king and the Pilate said to steal up the stone and make it as sure as you can. But we sing at Easter, but it doesn't hurt to preach it 3 weeks or 2 weeks after Easter. Up from the grave he arose. We can still have Easter. He overcame, and the tomb couldn't hold him down. And it's been said death couldn't stop him. He overcame his father's seemingly rejection when he said, "Why hast thou forsaken me? And into thy hands I commit my spirit." Jesus overcame. And you say, well, Pastor, I can't overcome. I know myself too well. Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You know why we can overcome? You know why we can qualify as that group and inherit all things and have robes of white and be as pillars and have our names spoken before the Father by Jesus and eat of the hidden manna and all those things is because we could be an overcomer. And the reason we could be an overcomer is because Jesus was an overcomer and we connect with Him. The epistle John chapter 5 verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God, anybody here claim to be born of God? Here's what it says, you overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is never mentioned to be isolated from Christ. Faith is always, when it refers to faith, it's referring faith that is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. And who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now the world is going to say to you, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Not Jesus. He says, get in me. I've overcome the world. You see, we take no confidence in the flesh. We take no confidence in ourselves. And I'm not preaching some humanistic view that says you can do it. I'm preaching you can go to Christ. And when you go to Christ, He, because He overcame, you will overcome. And we sing, look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Overcomers. How did we overcome? We overcome because our faith is in Jesus Christ, not in ourselves. And so God offers for anyone that's gotten behind, you can, as an incentive, have these wonderful rewards and you can get caught up and you can overcome by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. To overcome, love Jesus. To overcome, believe in Jesus. To overcome, look to Christ. That's where we overcome. In the ministry, I've met people that have been behind in many ways. Their marriage, your marriage can catch up and overcome in your marriage. You can get behind financially. I may know you can get behind financially, but you can overcome financially. You can be an overcomer about any department. You may be married, and not you, but you might know somebody, and their marriage is behind. Their marriage can catch up. They could be an overcomer in the marriage. Maybe you married the wrong person. Anybody here married the wrong person? You don't dare. I remember in my home church, not my home church, when I was youth pastor, we had a lot of young people. And one of the dear sisters in the church, she decided to testify. And she says, I want all you young people to know. She said, one day you're going to get married, and you better pray you marry the right person, and you better seek God now, the will of God. And she said, because I married the wrong man, and there he is. And we didn't know what to do. We laughed like you did. But I don't know if she ever did overcome. But God can make anybody an overcomer. And this is the victory we have. And whatever it is that you may feel like you're being under and you're being beaten by and you're finding opposition and you're wondering, am I going to win? If you get in Jesus, you will. He'll cause you to win. He'll cause you to overcome. And the blessings are great It may be you've made mistakes and you've sinned and you've fallen behind like Simon Peter that denied the Lord. But he overcame. Lovest thou me? Lord, you know I love you. How did he overcome? He overcame by Christ. I've seen people, for whatever reason, get out of church. They miss once. They miss again. And they begin to develop a habit of missing church. Before long, you know, they've gotten in a bad habit of just being out of church. I have a word for them. You can overcome. You can get back in. God can help you. How do I overcome? Come back to Christ. And by him we overcome. I watch every day that train come by. I watch people line up and get in a certain booth. And then they get on the train. I remember a few months ago I saw somebody running. And as they were running, they didn't make it. That old mean conductor, he took off without them. And said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And somebody hollered to him, said, if you'll just wait another 20 minutes, another train will come. And you know the good thing is, if you do happen to miss the bus, his faithfulness are new every morning. The bus is coming by again. And God is coming by again. And you get back on board. And you can go, and God will bless you, and you can be an overcomer. How many want to be an overcomer? It's really simple. Yield to Jesus. He overcame. And because he wins, we win. Get on his team. Let's stand, shall we? In fact, Jesus said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Are you of good cheer? Well, really, Pastor, I'm not. You can be an overcomer. You may be an old moody sourpuss, but you can be an overcomer. God can help you to have joy. God can help you to overcome that depression. God can help you. What is it that is fighting you? You can beat it. God can help you. He can put joy in your heart. He can give you peace. He can put an attitude in you that comes from the Spirit of God and helps you to overcome. He wants his people to be walking in victory. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, I just seek your face. We need more of you and less of us. Oh God, we need Jesus. And Lord, if there be anybody that's struggling, I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will encourage them. They can overcome. This too will pass. And may that word reach into the heart of someone that's struggling, that's fighting a battle. They'll overcome. May we look to you, Jesus, and fight the good fight of faith. It's said so many different ways, but it all should take us to Jesus. So I'm going to open the altars and ask you to come. If you're in a battle right now and you just feel, I don't think I can win this battle, or I don't want to win, I don't even want to take a chance on my own, and I could use the prayers of someone else, would you come and stand, and may we be honored to pray with you and ask God to give you victory? If you're battling something, would you come? Go ahead and humble yourself. I assure you there'll be people who will come and pray with you to help you. We don't need to know what it is you're battling. But you know in your heart you're battling this and you want victory over it. Would you come? Let us pray for you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's find a place to pray this morning, shall we? And may we pray the prayer of faith. And let's pray for next week's service. Let's pray that we be an overcoming people, an overcoming church. And victory. Victory is ours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.